Special Testimonies for Ministers and Workers, Number 6. The Need of Spiritual Discernment. On the steamer Alameda, on the broad ocean, November 17, 1891. Redemption is a part of the divine nature. It is the prerogative of God to have to reconstruct, not to destroy. The Son of God was given to die before the foundation of the world. The existence of sin is unexplainable. Therefore, not a soul knows what God is until he sees himself in the light reflected from the cross of Calvary and detests himself as a sinner in the bitterness of his soul. When his soul cries out in great need for a sin-pardoning Savior, then God is revealed as gracious, full of comparison and forgiveness and love, long-suffering and patience. Individually, as church members, we are, if faithful, servants of Jesus Christ, laborers together with God. When one is bruised by the enemy and wounded and commits error, as faithful and true to the Master as workers together with God, we must take up the missionary work next to us. We must work to heal, not to ruin and to destroy. The hope we have in Christ is because we are sinners. We have a right to claim a Savior. Then, when there are those in any of our institutions associated together who err, let not men act the part of denouncing, condemning, and destroying as though they were faultless. It is the work of the Christian to mend, to restore, to heal. This healing process saves many a soul and hides a multitude of sins. God is love. God is, in himself, in his essence, love. He makes the very best of what appears an injury and gives Satan no occasion for triumph by making the worst appear and exposing our weakness to our enemies. The world must not be introduced into the church and married to the church, forming a bond of unity. Through this means, the church will become indeed corrupt and, as stated in Revelation, a cage of every unclean and hateful bird. Through association with the world, our institutions will become unsubstantial, unreliable, because these worldly elements, introduced and placed in positions of trust, are looked up to as teachers to be respected in their educating, directing, and official position, and they are sure to be worked upon by the spirit and power of darkness, so that the demarcation becomes not distinguished between him that serveth God and him that serveth him not. The parable is given by Jesus Christ in regard to the field in which it was supposed had been sown pure wheat, but the entrusted ones look upon the field with disappointment and inquire, "Didst not thou sow good seed in thy field? From whence then hath it tares?" The master of the vineyard answered, "An enemy hath done this."